This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is where my dad hides out. You gotta see this one thing. My dad would kill me if he knew I was in here.
Did you steal his keys?
No. One of my clients is a locksmith, and he was short on cash one night, so I let him pay me in trade. Turn it over.
Oh, my God.
It's like official state China of the Third Reich. There's a whole subculture of people who collect this Nazi stuff. But my dad just has this one thing.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'd be for our man, Robbie.
Yes, sir!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That is great.
Hey, that's great.
Hey. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
I did have that a little bit high.
Wake up, fool!
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
Oh, that's that guy, Larry Craig, right? Sure you do.
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
No, you don't. Right.
You can't make fun of everybody because some people don't deserve it.
Come on, Ivis.
Mommy boobies.
Mike, I'm just talking like a baby now.
Peyote button.
Sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's up with your Nazi buddy, Robbie?
It won't pick up his Nazi phone.
It won't pick up his Nazi phone?
All right, what's the crap that Rob wants? And does he want it?
Yes. We may wait until tomorrow or later in the show.
All right, okay. Well, you know, they're not really reliable. That's why they lost. Hey.
They're efficient. I think it has to do with the fact that he's
92. All right,
here
it is. Oh, he's
92. Veteran puts Hitler's globe up for sale.
Hitler's globe.
Hitler's globe?
Yeah.
Right, his globe.
Found it in the wreckage of the bunker.
Really?
Yeah.
So an American veteran, the guy that was cleaning up, mopping up after Berlin? So
what makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
So technically he's one of yours, but he has my globe.
And when he's not picking up his phone?
He's not. I spoke to his son, Barry, earlier, and he said he'd be home. I hope nothing's happened.
All right, we'll give him a try.
We'll stay on it.
We'll move on. Rob Spivak's Tradio.
Hitler's globe.
To be rescheduled.
It's not too early to start shopping for Christmas.
And do they know it's really Hitler's globe?
It is the most thoroughly documented piece of Hitler memorabilia in the history of the industry.
How do we know that?
It says it in the paper.
Well, you can't believe everything you read.
He has pictures of him holding it
in the
bunker.
Go get the guy on the phone. It's like you're selling an item that we don't have here.
Well, you're not going to be able to bid. What's it going to be? Hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Do you know who I am?
Oh, it's Fred Rogers, soundboard guy.
Hello, Fred.
What? Who is that?
Hello, Clarice.
Oh, it's Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, Silence of the Lambs guy.
Is this Clarice?
Yes, this is Clarice. How are you, Hannibal?
Okie dokie.
I'm hungry.
They were slaughtering the spring lambs.
Yes, slaughtering the spring lambs, but we're really in the mood for a snack. Do you know if anyone's making anything?
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
There it is.
Tomato popcorn. Hey, what about that bitch that you live with, Fred?
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice candy.
Oh, we didn't get the slurping sound, though, Fred.
How about Lady Elaine? Slurp at Lady Elaine.
Ah, he had the slurp. Good for him.
There it is.
Very good.
Yeah, we're... Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma. What about Lady Elaine?
Lady Elaine.
Yes, now slurp her.
There it is. There it is.
He kind of had it.
Understand Lady Elaine is a little bit hungry, Fred.
I'm afraid I have bad news for you.
What's that?
What?
Did you breastfeed her?
Hannibal.
He made us laugh.
Yes, he did. That's good.
Lady Elaine.
Yeah, there she is, that whore. You know, whenever you mention her, I get so hungry, Fred.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn. Oh, yes. I've read about that in the Bible.
Oh, in the Bible.
Wow.
That's very good. Does Hannibal like popcorn?
Yes.
Really? What else does Hannibal like?
He
kind of hard to understand Hannibal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this Clarice?
Where's Fred?
Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
Joe Negri.
Joe Negri?
Yeah.
Who's Joe Negri?
Well, certainly.
No. Who is Joe Negri, without sounding like the punchline to one of Rob's jokes?
Hey. Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay,
all right.
Well.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Another C+.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Red, and I've seen the globe that you are talking about, and I'm Oktoberfest judge.
All right, hold on a second. It's us you're speaking with, and you've seen the Hitler globe that Rob wants to buy?
I actually have seen it during judging of the Oktoberfest.
Oh, get out of here. All right.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
That was a fake German mic.
No.
It's actually one of the most documented pieces of memorabilia in the history.
What, Buzz?
In the industry. There's a whole industry.
Oh, yeah.
As Rob pointed out.
Of this S.
Right.
Right.
Rob?
Yes.
If you were to go to, I'm sure you know this.
Okay.
eBay. You right. live on eBay.
I love it.
If you were to type in either Hitler or vintage Hitler, does his stuff show up on eBay?
Rarely. There's not a lot of it to be had. The best thing to search is Nazi and vintage Nazi. That's right. When you get like the stamps, the coins, and the cutlery.
Right.
Plates, helmets.
I think you just like talk seriously. You silly ass. Now it's become matter of fact for you. Well, what you do is, here's what you do.
If it has,
you realize what's coming. You ever just realize what's coming out of your mouth?
If someone pays money for it, Mike, it has an intrinsic value.
And what would the difference be between just typing in Nazi
right.
and vintage Nazi?
You have to think like the eBayer thinks. And they're going to tack that word vintage on uh-huh. because they're going to make you say, it's going to say, this is old Nazi stuff.
As opposed to the new stuff.
Yeah, what the new stuff.
Well, the new stuff would be like that dagger that was still manufactured.
True.
Which disturbs me
made
even
in
more.
China. Yeah.
Yeah.
Made
which
in China.
That disturbs me even more than the old stuff.
Perhaps the vintage stuff is not found in the southern part of these United States.
And the old stuff, you know, really that was like found in the war.
Right.
You know, that's
a lot of it was sent back by American soldiers as, you know, memorabilia.
Souvenirs.
For oh,
themselves.
Really?
Yeah. My grandfather had a Luger for a while.
My father had, I played with a Japanese rifle when I was a kid. I mean, he took the bullets out, obviously.
Oh,
but
well,
I remember
good.
Saying there were. I remember playing in my backyard as a kid, seriously, and having little squigglies on this wooden gun
mm-hmm.
that I didn't even process whether it was a toy or a real gun, but I used it to play Army, and I said, what are these squigglies? Only when I got old enough, I said, oh, that's Japanese writing, and a lot of the American servicemen took the weapons off of dead Japanese soldiers
right.
because they had they were better rifles.
And if you didn't
they didn't jam as often.
If you didn't take a gun, you took a globe.
A globe from Hitler.
A Hitler's globe.
And now it's for sale.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But he's not answering his phone.
He's not.
He's
Hello.
Sleeping.
Don and Mike, I wanted to tell you how your agent sounded like Fred Rogers earlier. I couldn't remember Fred Rogers until Fred Rogers called. But,
yeah, that's pretty good. That's
yeah.
pretty good. You know, you could put those two next to each other.
Sure, and it'd be the same person.
Yeah.
The Elliot Ephraim soundboard. Mm-hmm. You'd probably have a better talk with that.
Well, they travel together, known as the Vigorous Brothers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, hey, I just I had read that they're estimating that globe is going to go for between $15,000 and $20,000 is the likely winning bid.
That's what I heard.
Now, Rob, is that a fair price to you, or?
I think that's about right.
$15,000 and $20,000.
Somewhere between there.
Do you think it will go into a museum, or will it go into a private collector,
or someone like you who just open it up and play with it?
spin
on
it
my
around.
Mantle, spin it, and see where it lands. I would be willing to bet it lands in the hands of a private collector.
a very strange private collector,
perhaps a friend of mine.
All right,
God, sit down.
Hey, goodbye.
Jesus
Let's
Christ.
Talk gay for a second, because I love talking gay.
Very good, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Wow, what have we here?
What we have is from. Out Magazine, boy.
Oh, Out Magazine. I love that magazine. I used to subscribe.
Someone subscribed for you.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. One of those fake subscriptions. You never canceled it, though.
I said, no one has to know that, though.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Kiss me, Dad.
After we eat this chocolate cake, I've made my own chocolate cake, John.
Eat it off me, Dad. Eat it off me for 21.
Ah, when I pour the milk in the belly button, Charlie.
Out Magazine asked its readers, male and female, equal opportunity, mm-hmm. your sexiest superheroes. But as they're portrayed in the movies, like, that is their drawn, okay?
So these are the movie superheroes.
Yes, that Out Magazine finds the sexiest.
All right.
Number five, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
All right, that's a good number five.
Dreamy.
Everybody remembers that upside-down kiss?
Oh, sure. Number four, I think it's his name, Hugh Jackman.
Wolverine?
Yes.
Who could forget Wolverine, Charlie?
Number three is Christian Bale, the Dark Batman.
Oh, yes, Charlie.
Number two, I thought this would be number one. Number two is Christopher Reeve.
Yes, Superman.
Superman, pretty boy.
Yes, I watched him on my television in the den.
Number one is, of course, George Clooney, when George Clooney was Batman.
So there are two, let me see if I understand this, there are two Batmans, Charlie.
There are many Batmans.
On the list, there are many Batmans?
Oh, no, on the list. Let me break. No, hold on. There is one.
Is there the Michael Keaton Batman?
No, but Val Kilmer is the number 10 all-time superhero and Batman.
Val Kilmer, Charlie. Val Kilmer. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
What about Adam West?
Oh, we don't need him. I'm just thinking of Val Kilmer in that lovely cowl.
How about for women? For the chickies, number five is Linda Carter as Wonder Woman, boy.
Yes, Linda Carter. Wonderful with her red, white, and blue, Charlie.
Number four, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Halle Berry's on the list.
She is at number three as Catwoman.
Ooh, yes. Yes, kitty cat, kitty cat.
Number two is Jessica Alba as Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four.
Too tinky.
At Lesbo City.
Don't care for that, Charlie.
Number one is Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Ah, yes, Lara Croft. L-A-R-A, Lara. Lara Croft.
I've always been proud of Charlie. The important thing now is for Charlie to get back to his teaching.
Get back to your teaching, Charlie.
Dad, I'm being fed the answers on 21. Now I want you to feed me some cake.
Could you bring that very cute little John Turturro over to the house, Charlie? Herbert Stemple.
Dad, the answer is yes to whatever your question is.
Well, what have we here?
Two educated Harvard men having a piece of cake together.
Yes, Charlie.
Expressing their love for each other.
Just a couple of old queens. Oh, God, that's a strange little... We've taken a wonderful movie and look what we've done to it.
It's so nerve-wracking, kissing your son while you're having cake.
Turn it off. Turn the damn thing off. It's just too nerve-wracking.
Nerve.
I'll settle you down,
Paul. Nobody wants a Charlie in the box. It's hard to sleep in the city alone, Charlie.
Let me just try your Nazi gun.
Want to cuddle, we get, Charlie?
If we get voicemail.
Thank you, Charlie.
I just cut it out.
Buzz just put a picture up of the globe.
Here's a picture of the 92-year-old and the globe, and I saw a close-up shot of the globe that has bullet holes in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, no, see, that's cool.
I like the fact that they were shooting at him. Mm-hmm. Look at the look on Rob's face as he looks at the picture. Like a boy looking through a department store window at Christmas.
Beautiful. Really, it's like Ralphie at a Christmas store.
Exactly.
Nah, this is going to write the Nazi voicemail. Voicemail.
Hi.
Nah, he's not. He's
is
not.
This guy an American soldier who found it?
He was.
And he's had it all these years?
Very few people knew he had it.
Wow.
Yeah, he kept
it
a secret.
I think it's going to go for more than that.
Do you think?
Yeah, more than 15 or 20 grand.
Well, don't let's talk about it. We don't want to drive the price up.
Don't let's talk about it.
All right, well, you know, see if we can get him on some other time for a second.
Then you become the farm boy. Don't let's talk about it now. Don't let's talk about that memorabilia lest the pricing go up.
Because, you know, he wants to play his eBay game on this.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, you would be out of the running at 15 to 20 grand, right? You wouldn't.
Yeah, if I wanted to hold on to my kids.
if she'd leave you, in other words, right?
If it was.
It's a win-win.
Right. If it was affordable, if it was within your means.
Yeah.
Would you buy it?
In a heartbeat.
And where would you put it?
You see, I'd put it, that's tough.
Where? Next to the Hindenburg?
Next to the Christmas tree.
On top of the Christmas tree. No, the obvious choice would be buy the Hindenburg piece on the mantle.
Sure.
But you can't put a globe on the mantle.
I'm sorry, Pixie. That's right next to the Nazi.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
But you would buy it for the investment, right? That you would be able to sell it for more?
Someday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be great to... And also, you know, it teaches geography. So... It's good.
What might have been. Do you think they had the big arrows with the conquered countries and the...
You mean like the old propaganda cartoons we had?
Like you know, they'd have those big arrows marching forward.
Going through Poland, going through France.
Don't appear to be any arrows. Bullet holes.
I'd put it on the buffet with my microphones, I think.
You'd have to insure it and make sure it didn't get stolen.
Yeah. Exactly.
You get a chance to watch The Price is Right today. Are you still under the theory that show is rigged?
Today they played. There's a different angle today.
Mm.
Today I only was able to see the first two pricing games.
Did you read the review of Tom Shales?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, he doesn't. He's complimenting, yet he's not complimenting.
True.
I mean, it was one of those really strange, semi-positive reviews that Shales gives, but really at the same time calling Drew Carey a buffoon.
Yeah, let me rephrase that, because Shales does know what he's talking about, because he didn't, you're right, he didn't compliment
him. He didn't rave about Drew Carey. He said really that Drew Carey is adequate.
His biggest compliment is that he didn't screw up.
Didn't mess it up.
Yeah.
And says he'll be there for a long time to come, that he thinks it's fine. But Bob Barker, and it's true, Bob Barker you always thought was kind of above the fray on the Price is Right, Charlie.
Yes, Charlie. Today I watched the first two pricing games. The first one was Golden Road, which has usually got their biggest prize.
Isn't that a gay porno?
No, not gay at all. No. It's just a preference. I don't want to say a fetish.
It's a lifestyle choice,
Mike? It's a choice. It used to be featured in Penthouse Magazine.
A way to travel?
Right. Golden Road.
And at the end of the Golden Road, they always have a fabulous prize.
There's blood at the end of the Golden Road.
Golden Road.
And they had a prize that was way out of the Barker League today. It was a Dodge Viper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, the guy did not win it, but still the fact that they had it up for grabs.
Oh, you told me. This is part of it. Now, I heard this conspiracy theory prior to the show that The Price is Right, according to Rob, never throws out a heavy prize, $75,000 car, in the first segment.
No.
And that they never do.
This is a primetime prize. This is when they would do the $1 million spectacular when they do.
But it's not fixed.
Well, this wasn't fixed. However, you should have seen, again, we still had the over-enthusiastic contestants.
But they didn't really, the one thing in Shales' review today, they haven't changed the graphics that dramatically.
They changed it some.
But they haven't changed it, they haven't modernized it really significantly. They're saying the kids on their home computer.
Rob thinks they have.
Well, they've made minor changes, which are probably major to you.
Yeah, and it hurts. Hurts my heart.
God.
And then the second game was the Plinko segment that had been leaked last week with the crazy lady.
Oh, when she went nuts.
Hard to believe that this boy with the fresh face and the rosy red cheeks talking so wonderfully about The Price is Right.
Yeah, a little slice of Americana.
It's the same boy that just 5 minutes ago, and still even now, as he speaks lovingly of The Price is Right and what's happened to it, he wants Hitler's globe.
He needs direction in his life.
I think he has one.
What if that was at the end of the Golden Road? Hitler's globe.
Rephrase that. He needs proper direction.
That's much better.
Hi there.
Wouldn't it be great if the announcer said,
"Hey, Don and Mike,
you're playing for Hitler's globe."
Rob's brain needs a navigation system.
What's up? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys saw the picture of the Hitler globe. Was that the color picture?
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. Yes, it was, sir.
Okay, so you guys saw this, just like on the back of an RV. The globe is tan, but each country he went to, he put a colored label on top of it saying he's been there.
Is that true? Was there any way?
He's joking.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Rob. It's true.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that one of those Nazi jokes?
No, it's not true, and I don't think this is anything to joke about.
Now you
goodbye.
Now you make me laugh, Charlie.
I love Don and Mike.
Thank you, Charlie.
Don and Mike. Hey. Buzz, you saw the picture of the globe up? Is there a swastika on every continent?
We've had that joke already, and no, there isn't.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Suck. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's simply a round map riddled with bullet holes.
Right.
Nothing more.
Not riddled, just got a couple of bullet holes in it.
Okay, not riddled.
Okay. We're going to break here, come back, and I think we'll do something that doesn't involve the Crooked Cross.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Buddy, come on. You saw the way the phones lit up.
Sorry to depress you.
Oh, no. Trust me. I know we could do four days a week of Rob Spiewak's Aryan Nation.
Why can't we give the people what they want?
Yeah, let's do the best right. On the
Did
fifth
they
day.
Have a swastika on we, every country?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.